All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, the Golden State Warriors have gone out there and taken care of business as they have advanced to the NBA Finals for a third consecutive year. The Warriors were able to sweep the San Antonio Spurs in the Western Conference Finals, and they became the first team in NBA history in the process to win their first 12 playoff games. Now, the one thing for the Warriors, they have yet to face a healthy team in this postseason. They went through the Portland Trail Blazers in the first round. They were dealing with injuries, and the same could be said for the Utah Jazz in the second round. Now, of course, as the Western Conference Finals began, we knew that the Spurs are going to be out. I'll be without the services of point guard Tony Parker, and small forward Kawhi Leonard was dealing with an ankle injury, and he tried to gut it out. And in actuality, the Spurs were looking good in game one as they were up at one point by 25 points against the Warriors. But when Leonard went out, once he re-aggravated that ankle injury in the second half, the wheels fell off of the Spurs, and at that point, the Warriors won that series. Now, the Warriors are going to head to the NBA Finals as they are awaiting the winner of the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Boston Celtics. But make no mistake about it, Golden State will be a fresh team when the NBA Finals begin on the 1st of June. Now, on the flip side for the San Antonio Spurs, we talked about how the wind was taken out of their sails once Kawhi Leonard suffered that injury. We also saw the patella injury that David Lee suffered during this series. And I mean, it's tough because the Spurs have been one of the better teams in the NBA when it comes to having the next man up philosophy. But there's only so much that you can do at some points, and the San Antonio Spurs found that out. Now, heading into the offseason, some of the big questions that the Spurs have to answer: will Manu Ginobili return? And I mean, this guy was getting it done as a seasoned veteran this postseason. And, you know, he was showing that he still has something left in the tank. But, I mean, it's a situation with Ginobili that if he chooses not to return, he doesn't have anything to hang his hat on. You're talking about a guy who is a four-time NBA champion, two-time NBA All-Star. And, you know, he's probably going to be remembered as one of the better players in this era of basketball. And at the same time, he can make his case to one day be in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Now, you have to ask yourself, will the San Antonio Spurs go after point guard Chris Paul in the offseason, and would there be mutual interest there? You look at the situation for the Spurs. Tony Parker is getting older, and, you know, Chris Paul is a guy, he's a veteran point guard, but he wants to win. And I look at it like this: would Chris Paul be willing to take less money to join up with the Spurs and have a potential championship push? I mean, just for the sake of argument, you could immediately put Chris Paul into the starting lineup at point guard. I don't think Tony Parker is a guy that would have a problem coming off of the bench because he is that type of guy. He's very unselfish. So I think it would be a win-win should the Spurs and Chris Paul come to an agreement. Now, of course, in the absence of Kawhi Leonard, a lot of people were looking for power forward LaMarcus Aldridge to step up, and that was not the case, as Aldridge was limited to 15.5 points, 5.8 rebounds, and 1.3 blocks during the series loss against the Golden State Warriors. And don't get me wrong, the Spurs went out there a couple of years ago and gave LaMarcus Aldridge big money to lead the Portland Trail Blazers. And it's a situation with Aldridge, he's good, but he is not the guy. That is the main thing. LaMarcus Aldridge has never been the guy. You go back to his time with the Portland Trail Blazers. He's a guy that can get you 18 or 19 points and about 9 rebounds per game. But if you're asking LaMarcus Aldridge to consistently go out there and give you 27 to 28 points, 12 to 13 rebounds, that is not his game. I think he can still be a solid contributor for the San Antonio Spurs team. And I mean, going forward, he will be a vital part if they are able to get back and win another NBA championship. Now, both Patty Mills and Jonathan Simmons are pending free agents this summer for the San Antonio Spurs. They showed what they can do. And I don't see either one of them giving the Spurs the hometown discount, but I think both of them like being a part of the championship aura that the San Antonio Spurs do have. So it's a situation, I'm not saying that they're going to stay in San Antonio, but the Spurs are definitely going to have every opportunity to bring these guys back. Spurs head coach Greg Popovich and, of course, GM R.C. Buford are no dummies because they've been around the block together for a very long time. 5 NBA championships since 1999. They have not had a losing record since the 1996-1997 NBA season, which, you know, led to them getting Tim Duncan with the first overall pick in the NBA draft. And you go back to consistently winning more than 50 games in the regular season. The Spurs went 61-21 this past season. So I think there's going to be some tweaking done to this team. But the likes of veterans such as Pau Gasol, David Lee will be back. You know, Kawhi Leonard will be healthy. And, you know, hopefully bringing in a guy like Patty Mills potentially, or even going out there and signing a guy like Chris Paul. It's going to be interesting to see what the San Antonio Spurs do. But I'll tell you like this. The Spurs aren't going anywhere. They are the class of the NBA. They consistently do it, and I do expect them to bounce back with a strong summer heading into the 2017-2018 NBA season. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, as I will be breaking down the 2017 NBA Finals. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.